Dustin Reedy joins us in the studio to discuss his Democratic campaign for Albany County Legislature in District 30.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on, guys.
Oh, well, thanks for coming.
Welcome.
So you're officially on the primary ballot now, and your campaign seems to be picking up speed. What are your priorities that you would bring to the legislature?
Well, I want to make sure that we're increasing our communication, accountability, and transparency in the county legislature. For example, right now, most current laws for the county legislature, you can look up on our county website, but laws that date back just a couple years, unless you know, I think, the exact number of the piece of legislation, you can't look it up. I want to make sure we fix that. I want to make sure that we get independent redistricting the next time we draw the lines, which we haven't done yet in Albany County. And I also want to, make sure we are promoting an economy that works to promote local and small-owned businesses, make sure it's supporting working and middle-class families in the county. We have a sick leave bill that has been, waiting to get a couple more votes so it can get passed this year. I don't know if it will, but it's a very modest bill with a step in the right direction to help working families. And we have a Democratic supermajority in our county legislature, and we can't seem to get this passed. I want to make sure we do.
What issues or perspectives set you apart from your opponent, Stephen D. Wickham?
Well, I grew up in Scotia. I've lived in the Capital District my whole life. I worked in healthcare early on. The last 10 years, I've spent working on and managing issue and advocacy campaigns. And I think what sets me apart from both the legislators we have currently, and I think anyone who's running this year, is I've spent a long time organizing voters, talking to voters, and managing campaigns on getting legislation passed, getting candidates elected, moving issues. And for, some of the common sense and progressive legislation that we have at the county level that seems to be stalling every year, I don't think it's stalling because we don't have enough Democratic votes, because we do. It's stalling because we need, we need better leadership. We need new leadership. We need better energy in the county legislature. And that's something I've spent a long time, working to create in the work I've done. And I think I'll bring that to the county legislature if I'm elected.
You stated that development is the biggest local issue. How so? And what are some of the specific projects or proposals that are out there?
Well, my district is in the heart of suburban Guilderland. It's about 70% single family homes, 30% about apartment and residential complexes. And in almost every neighborhood of my district, there is a new complex that's either being built already or is potentially going up. And, I think we need to make sure when we're doing development in Guilderland that we're building a sustainable Guilderland for the future. We're increasing our green spaces. We're making it more, bikeable, getting better public transportation in, and doing everything we can to, tie our development to renewable energy and create some green jobs and reduce our carbon footprint. And just make sure we're developing in a way that's, building for the future and not just building something that's, going to take profits and actually, send them out of Guilderland and out of the county into, developer that, is somewhere far away from Guilderland.
Are the developments, are they geared toward a specific demographic? And does that demographic already exist in Guilderland, or are they trying to lure people?
There's more developments that are being geared right now towards the senior or on the cusp of senior citizen populations. There's one project that is for folks 55 years and older that's being actually built across the street from my district, but is going to affect everyone in my district and Guilderland as well. So there's more projects tending towards that. And I don't think we have one or two complexes that are geared towards, senior citizens and older residents. you know, with the aging population, we will need more, you know, more housing geared towards that population. So I think that makes sense. One issue on development is, you know, if a developer, you know, has a project for that population, you know, how do we make sure that they're actually renting out, you know, those units to that population, and they're not just, you know, changing their marketing mm-hmm. or what they're geared towards if they don't seem to work out. And that's one thing a lot of voters are concerned about.
Hmm. You played a role in Representative Delgado's campaign. What role did you play, and how would you rate his performance so far?
Well, so I helped found New York 19 Votes, and it's the campaign I'm probably the most proud of. We formed it after the 2016 election in early 2017 with the idea that if we were going to unseat John Faso, we needed to talk to voters early, train the new activists and volunteers coming out on how to go door to door, how to train volunteers. And we, about 2 years ago to the date, we had our first canvas. It was about 10 degrees out. And over 400 folks came out to register voters and to petition John Faso to have a open town hall. He never did. And we helped lay the groundwork for Antonio to win. He was a great candidate. And I think he's doing a good job in Congress. I think he's had town halls in every county already. And I think the worst thing John Faso did was he didn't actually listen and even pretend that he wanted to hear from his constituents. I think Antonio is showing everyone that he's not slowing down. He has a lot of energy, and he'll listen to everyone and get out there. And I'm glad he's doing that.
So speaking of which, I know just basically by poking my head out the door that many people, including myself, are concerned about the pace of climate change and protecting the environment and how to address that. How are you going to try and take that on through your own office or through influencing other people?
Well, I think we need to look at development and tie renewable energy to that. I think we can be holding folks that are developing in the county to have a phased in to be, you know, completely switching over to renewable energy sources. I think we could do that at the county level as well. And I think recycling is another issue we need to tackle. I live at the Woodlake Apartments, and we have these giant single stream recycling dumpsters that have not a lot of recycling in them. And I would like to find ways to promote better recycling, do everything I can on that front. You know, I like the Green New Deal at the federal level. You know, I don't have too many thoughts on this yet, but I think it's a good question. What would a Green New Deal at the county level look like in Albany? And, you know, I think we need to set some big goals and, do whatever we can to move to renewables and to tackle climate change head on.
So we only got a couple minutes left, but let's actually keep on that subject for a second in terms of recycling, especially the single stream recycling. Much of the recycling, and I should put quotations on that, has been headed across the seas to China for a number of years, and they have recently rejected that. And many communities finding that the cost of actually doing the recycling, they find it to be prohibitive. And so they're now either putting it in landfills or they're dumping. So it's possible that a better solution would not be to focus on recycling per se, but to reduce consumption. Are there any ways that you can think of to address that type of issue?
Well, we did. We actually had at the county level a plastic bag ban and doing the fees on paper bags. I'm not sure how much that is going to change with the state going ahead and banning plastic bags, although they don't have that paper bag fee. I think the bill we had in Albany County with the bag ban and the fee in place was a fair one. I'm hoping that gets done at the state level, but if the state doesn't do it this term, I hope the county legislature will do it on their own. And I would support that if it doesn't get passed. You know, we do have the styrofoam ban in Albany County, which I support. And I think, you know, whatever else we can do to both promote less consumption and whatever we can do to, you know, phase out some of the more glaring examples of consumption that just goes purely to waste. I think we need to do all we can on that.
Okay, so we just have like a half minute left. For people who would be interested in meeting with you, are there any upcoming events where people can you know,
well, we're taking a tiny breather after petitioning, but we'll be doing meet and greets soon and getting back out onto doors. If you're on Facebook, Reedy for Legislator is my Facebook page, and we put all our events up there. It's a beautiful small district. So hopefully I'll see everyone at the door. And we'll be doing some events along the way before the primary.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.